We are a supplier of high-quality, American-made tactical gear and apparel. We have pledged a commitment to excellence, and from that pledge, we will not waver. EmpireTactical.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it's already Friday, the 23rd day of January. 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. We don't have any guests today because it's Open Line Friday, the customary tradition of talk radio that we occasionally follow. So we will have open phones today, wide open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree, free-for-all, any subjects you want to raise. If you got questions, comments, whatever the case is, the phones will be open throughout the transmission today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Where to begin with all of this wild news that we have here? Billionaire lecture surfs in Davos, quote, Americans' lifestyle expectations are far too high. Harvard professor at Davos says government mosquito drones will extract your DNA. Quote, privacy is dead. Academic tells Davos he light. Infowars.com story that's on drudgereport.com right now. Bill Gates pushes cashless society at Davos. That little stack all ties together. We're going to be getting to that. Man threatened with 6 months in jail sentence for owning a windmill. That ties into all these other reports. State of Mississippi wants to punish an 88-year-old doctor for treating the poor out of his car. Boston City employees barred from hating on Olympics. Mayor sees free speech still in act. Mayor attempts to silence dissent with authoritarian decree. That's just some of the news. Bombings kill 14 soldiers, militiamen in Iraq. That ties into U.S. trainers to deploy along with armored vehicles to Ukraine to back up Ukrainian government against the Ruskies. U.S. fears chaos as government of Yemen falls. U.S. and Iraq planning strike to reclaim Mosul from Islamic State. Always good to turn your phone off when you get ready to go live on air. Alex, lecturing myself here. Oligarch justice, powerful pedophiles roam free as Barrett Brown returns to jail. He was given 60-plus months in prison for reporting on WikiLeaks, basically. Under Obama, we have never, since the time of Lincoln, seen such a war on the press. And by and large, mainstream media is still completely sycophantic and lapdog towards Barack Obama. You can say, well, Barack Obama's a puppet. Well, regardless, he's the, quote, commander-in-chief, and the guy is dismantling what was left of the country. And then God help us when the Republicans put in Jeb Bush or Chris Christie or somebody. They're just going to grease the skids even more. Speaking of police state, I see so many horrible things police are doing around the country that it makes me cringe. I don't sit there and go, oh, goody, goody, gumdrop. I've got something that really makes the police look bad. Quite frankly, 15, 20 years ago, I did kind of behave like that. And the reason I talk so much about this is it's the key to everything. If the public can understand this, if the police can understand this, if I can articulate it, we can wrap our mind around it. A lot of folks do understand it. But if we can communicate this message, I'm telling you, it can bring down the corrupt system and restore the republic to a great extent. Doesn't mean we'll be in some panacea utopia. But I got footage of this UFC fighter pulled over and tased for asking the cops for ID But that's not even the issue. They charge him with assaulting the police, and it's all on video. He didn't touch him. And in this is the essence of what will make this country collapse.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You've got it.
I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, but we've got this headline out today out of the Times of Israel. Netanyahu spat in our face, White House official says, and it just goes into how horrible Benjamin Netanyahu is, according to the White House. And there's all these moves in Israel to basically indict Netanyahu right now. Whether you love Benjamin Netanyahu or hating, there is major political realignment happening all over the world. So there are some power structure shifts beneath the surface. But the last few years, this tiff between Israel and the Likudniks and the United States is total fantasy land. Now, there are battles over who runs things. That's always going on. Power struggles. But the overall agenda to turn radical Islamists loose all over the Middle East and destabilize the region is bipartisan, Republican and Democrat. It's bipartisan in Israel between the Likudniks and Labor and others in the Knesset. And Saudi Arabia and Israel are in a lip lock. And Israel in the Golan Heights has been backing the Syrian Free Syrian Army for the last 3-4 years. So Israel's involved in all of this, and it's just a fact. And it's not a defense of Israel. It's not an attack of Israel. Everybody's got this hot-button issue of one side or the other. I'm saying it's immoral and evil for Turkey, for Saudi Arabia, for the United States, for France, for England, for Germany, for NATO, for Interpol, for the Pentagon to be supporting the Syrian rebels, who have been and are 95% al-Qaeda, no matter what name they give it to confuse the public. And even the Iraqi government has caught the U.S. dropping air shipments of weapons to al-Qaeda hundreds of times, and they keep saying it's an accident. No, it's not an accident. And the military knows that since they refused to go to the air bases and give them the weapons, they're ordered to just airdrop at coordinates now. And I'm getting that back from sources as well. You've heard some of them here on air that are current CIA pilots flying weapons. And you ask, how on earth could they come on air? Because there's white hat, black hat, and the white hats are protected to a certain extent. Talking about Tosh Plumlee and others. Still flying weapons today to the Middle East. He's interviewed us twice when he's on the tarmac about to lead a whole group of C-130s from Texas to the Middle East loaded with weapons. He's done the interviews from the cockpit. And you've seen all these generals and people come out and say they don't want to back al-Qaeda. You saw Dempsey 3 months ago say that in a Congressional Armed Services Senate committee hearing. We played the clip probably 10 times. Lindsey Graham, and people are saying, we're not involved with al-Qaeda. Right, right. None of our allies are. And he goes, yeah, of course they are. They're all backing them. And Dempsey just actually turns his hands up and goes, with the international gesture of, like, why are you feeding this bull? I'm not going to sit here and lie under oath for you, Graham. And Graham looks scared because, let me tell you, this is a real come-to-Jesus moment that's been going on for 2 years in the U.S. military because they know we're back in the worst over there, and they don't sleep good at night thinking about that. They've done a lot of really hardcore stuff in their careers, and they don't like doing something purely, openly evil, where there's no debating it's bad. For all this Machiavellian mumbo-jumbo about injustifies the means, really, the end is to remove Assad and a government that was democratizing and where women can go to college and where Christians and Jews can live in peace, to turn it over to a bunch of people to kill hundreds of thousands and blow up every church they find and chop Catholic priests' heads off on television and eat hearts. There is no debating it. It'd be one thing if they used evil groups to overthrow somebody evil and then took them out. That'd be bad enough. Because anytime you use evil to fight evil, you turn out getting something worse in the end. That's just the metaphysical law, ladies and gentlemen. I use the allegory of the Ring of Mordor, the Ring of Power. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. But all of them were deceived. For in the darkness of Mount Doom, one ring was forged, and in it his hatred and malice was placed. One ring to find them, one ring to rule them all, one ring in the darkness bind them. And by the way, that is what the internet was designed to do. That's why it was rolled out. It is the thing of internets. It is the thing of the internet. I'm not trying to channel George W. Bush or Rick Perry, start calling it tweeters. It is the smart dust. It is the RFIDs. It is the grid that will interface and surveil everything and then predict the future and then control the future. In Google's own words from 14 years ago at publicly declassified DARPA meetings, you can pull this up. Just type in Google plan to create AI. Google's master plan was to create AI that could see the future. Google is a governmental corporate merger strategy system. I saw the cover of the Chronicle this week, and it was like, can Google save Austin and bridge the gap and bring us internet we need? Oh, save us. There it is, Wired Magazine. Google's grand plan to make your brain irrelevant. It is already artificially intelligent in 2014. They admitted they'd already achieved it for all intents and purposes. It interfaces with you, creating a giant brain with all of the billions of synapses that are represented by billions of people interfacing with their hopes, their dreams, their subconscious algorithms and archetypes are then manifest in giant three-dimensional models. Huge Rorschach patterns that can then be used to predict the future 100% in human activity. You can't predict the future with asteroids and comets and earthquakes, but they're getting better and better with computers. The three breakthroughs, they have finally unleashed AI on the world. 10/27/14. Wired Magazine yet again, and it goes back in the article to the beginning of Google back in 1999 saying, we're not building a search engine, because they had big investors saying, who needs another search engine? They said, we're building an AI that will control everything. And they're doing it. I was not the only avid user on its search site who thought it would not last long. But page reply had always struck me and stuck with me. Oh, we're really making an AI. Then they go into the AI takeover grid. Before this information was even public, I was aware of mathematical equations from the 30s that Isaac Asimov picked up on and then wrote the Foundation series out of. So he didn't really invent the idea. He invented the term robot, but he didn't invent the idea of mathematics to predict the future. And they're now doing it. And they can now game basically everything. Do we have free will? Will we unhook ourselves from the iPhones, the iPads, the droids, the TV, the ESPN, or is it really over? Are we going to give up on our consciousness? Are we going to let the establishment direct human development? Because here's the deal. The human development they're directing us into is the end of humanity as we know it. And they've convinced people in their decadence not to care, to think it's cute and funny. Even those that are awake now, many of them will say, okay, you're right about all this, but so what? I'm just going to have a good time. But then those are incredibly empty and unhappy people. When you get down to the bottom line, you're not meant to be like a person in a digital cage who all the stimulus is fed to you and then you don't experience true reality or spirituality. You end up experiencing the false universe fed to you by the control grid. Here is Google's Schmidt. In the Hollywood Reporter, Google Chairman Eric Schmidt at Davos, the internet will disappear. He also discussed online dominance of the World Economic Forum panel, Facebook, COO Sheryl Sandberg, and while Yahoo's CEO is asked about privacy issues. At the end of the panel on World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where his comments were webcast, he was asked if his prediction on the future of the web. I will answer very simply, the internet will disappear, Schmidt said. There will be so many IPs, so many devices, sensors, things that you're wearing, things that you are interacting with that you won't even sense it, he explained. It will be part of your presence all the time. See, it's a cloak, a matrix. Imagine you walk into a room and the room is dynamic, and with your permission and all of that, you are interacting with the things going on in the room. No, it's not with the permission. Google's been caught for at least 10 years driving around with their Google car, stealing your passwords and data with NSA authorization as an NSA node. With your permission. Did they tell you that globally they got international laws passed to make us go to the new light bulbs because they can be accessed by data down power line and then interface with all the new devices in your house? No, they didn't tell you that. Now they are. And they're rolling it out that, oh, the new TVs interact with your appliances. And you can turn it off if you want. It's kind of hard to do in the settings. But, you know, like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, toys and stuff will start turning on and off. Lights will flash. You know, things will go on. It's just kind of neat. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful? To have all these little robots running things. Except then you realize the globalists are hell-bent on murdering every single one of us, merging with machines and flying off the Alpha Centauris.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning...
The story's up on Infowars.com by Liberty Blitzkrieg. It's also in Bloomberg. Linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Billionaire tells Americans to expect less. Flies two nannies to Davos. Meanwhile, you can see the Infowars.com story right underneath that. Bill Gates pushes cashless society. I'm going to break down exactly what a cashless society under this system means coming up. French court convicts three over homophobic tweets. Oh, I see. That's in the London Independent. I told you France doesn't have any free speech anymore. Unless it's Charlie Hebdo and you want to show the Prophet Muhammad performing oral sex on somebody. And, hey, I say it's free speech, so doesn't mean I like to stir up trouble. Doesn't mean I support it myself, but I support the free speech. But, see, I don't support it because France and others have this march for freedom of speech when Merkel banned demonstrating against open borders by even mainline conservative groups in Germany. French court convicts three over homophobic tweets in case hailed a significant victory by LGBT rights campaigners. Yeah, that's right. Let's arrest people that criticize homosexuals. A French court has handed out convictions for anti-gay hate crimes on Twitter for the first time after three people used the hashtag Let's Burn the Gays. Well, if you set a specific time and place and who to burn, it would be illegal. But the way they're ruling is they're saying, no, it was hateful, so it's illegal. And what a major French LGBT rights group called a significant victory, three people were convicted in Paris court this week after they accompanied tweets with the hashtag Let's Burn the Gays. They're probably latent homosexuals that put that out. During the same period in August 2013, and I'm being sarcastic, but statistically folks that are obsessed with it are probably, you know, I mean, everybody knows that, who's got a brain. French LGBT charity Committee Idaho, which organizes the nation's International Day Against Homophobia. See, that's a bunch of bull. Calling it a mental illness, that's Soviet tyranny. If you don't like the whole liberal socialist gay agenda being pushed on you and don't accept them brainwashing your kids, you're a homophobe. No, that's called having a preference in your life. But there you go. Very dangerous trend, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they tried to ban in France, well, have banned in France, Nazi memorabilia being sold on eBay. Most people that buy Nazi memorabilia are not Nazis. In fact, I've been at gun shows before and bought, you know, a German knife one time from World War II. I've got a Colt 911 from World War II, and I've got a German Luger from World War II. And it's not because I'm a Nazi. It's really an interesting gun. And everyone understands this. And when you go to the museum at the Smithsonian, and they got a whole area of Nazi stuff, or you go to the Pacific War Museum, it's excellent, by the way, in Fredericksburg, Texas, as good as the Smithsonian in many ways, just in the middle of nowhere. It's full of Nazi stuff and Japanese stuff. It doesn't mean they support. I mean, everyone knows this. But this is political correctness. It's just like the black woman that ran the restaurant at the casino read a book about Martin Luther King and his favorite foods, so she cooks Southern food. They call soul food because black folks eat Southern food. They're a big influence on Southern food. A lot of it is dishes that poor people would eat. Blacks would eat black-eyed peas and collard greens and stuff because it was seen as what poor people ate. They made a delicacy out of it. See, I happen to know the whole history of it, ladies and gentlemen. I love black-eyed peas. I love collard greens. I love fried chicken because it tastes good. But I'm already digressing. This is the mindlessness. A black lady can't cook collard greens because black folks like it. What? I can't cook Mexican food because it's Mexican? See, this is the mental illness. While the real discrimination by the globalists is happening against all of us, having our money devalued, our environment poisoned, our kids turned against us, this huge positronic internet takeover grid rolling out against everybody. We're only in the bait phase of the internet. The new controlled web is coming in. Facebook is adopting publicly the communist Chinese model of censorship and has now launched it 3 weeks after meeting with them. We're all being overwritten. Erased. We're being destroyed. A tiny technocracy is running it. And we got to come together. That's why I don't want to fight with the police. That's why I don't want to fight with the military, because they're being brainwashed as well. We got to come together against the technocracy. And we come back, I've got some horrible, horrible activities by the police we're going to expose. But not because we hate them. because we want to correct this behavior from a position of moral strength, not mindless hatred.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Johnny, be good. Crank it up for a moment. Talent out there, music, science, you name it, that is being squashed by this global digital overwrite where the elite are deciding the future of humanity. I know I harp on that a lot, but the new digital royalty, the Googles and Microsofts of the world, are eugenicist and do not have very good intentions for the public. I want to go to John, Matt, Frank, Stefan, Kevin, and many others. It's wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Obviously, I'm going to talk about what's being called a worst-case scenario, Yemen chaos as the president flees, Saudi king's death poses new challenges for the U.S., major controversy, especially in the UK, over half-mast for the Saudi king. I mean, the Saudi king, his father was put into power by the British in 1903. By 1931, they'd taken over most of the Middle East. It was one Bedouin group that they gave rockets and hand grenades and stuff to and machine guns, and they just took over. They ended up taking over Syria as well. They are just absolute thumb-at-the-mouth demons. And a lot of the women and people that get kidnapped in this country get flown over there. I mean, it is Baron Harkonnen-level craziness. Makes North Korean seven-story pleasure palaces pale. And, of course, the degenerate, pedophile-filled monarchy is endorsing these degenerates. They are puppets of the British monarchy. And the British monarchy is not British royalty. You haven't had a house there that was actually from those Isles since William the Conqueror took over in 1100 and change. They overtook the Saxons. And, of course, we're talking about the Norman, a Germanic group of Viking, German, French. And then you expand out from that. It's not even German royalty today. It's a Transylvanian Germanic bloodline that runs it. And they are the scum of the earth. And they lobby for carbon taxes, global government. It is their plan we're living under with the robot takeover. And I guess, in their words, you know, they deserve to be in control. And I guess they kind of do from a survival of the fittest social Darwinistic view. Because they are the ones that finance the scientist 170 years ago, I don't know, 1850 or so. Plan was public in 1855. You know, I harp on this a lot because if people don't know that this is all planned out, and when you know there's a world government scientific takeover planned out, it took them 100 and something years to get it pretty much in place. We're now in the last few minutes of the ball game here in the next few decades. And God help us. If I was a self-centered person, I would just get out of here and move to the safest third world country I could, keep my head down, and then just constantly move and try to get away from the technology. Because it's not the technology itself's evil. It's that all of it is being deployed and rolled out where you pay for it and has one function you think you've got it for, but really it's a total control mechanism. Like whether you ask for it or not now, the new iPhones and Droids have systems that monitor your breath, your heart rate, everywhere you go, what you do. People think it's so neat. They go, look, it knows everything I did. Yeah, it's a government surveillance imperial probe droid, in their words. You think smart meters are bad? I mean, do you understand, folks? This is not my opinion. I mean, I've got more interesting news than I could ever cover, and this would be a riveting radio show. You know, the kind of science fiction porn, fear porn, apocalypse porn that we get called by the news. Yes, we are that, but not to get ratings to try to stop what's happening because it is going on. If you want to call fear porn, fine. It's reality porn. It's truth is stranger than fiction porn. And let me tell you, it's very inviting to go plug into the Matrix and play along with the system. Because there is another route, not run from it, but throw myself at the feet of the establishment, try to join them, try to spin everything that's happening, and then work for a position in the technocracy. But I don't want to interface with these machines, and because it's a fraud. I'm not going to live forever. I'm going to lose my soul. It's all a giant cosmic con game. Everything the New World Order does produces death on the other end. It's a big scam. I don't want red carpets. I don't want big jets. I don't want to have everybody kiss my butt. I want to be left alone. But the New World Order won't leave me alone. And I'll be overrun by the giant mass of dumbed-down people if I don't try to reach out to folks. I can't just give up on humanity. And I see people sell out to them all the time. That's why I can't even watch They Live. It's an allegory of what's going on when they're down there in the subterranean base and the aliens are in their suits with everybody else and they're getting everybody to sell out to them, bragging about how great they're doing. God almighty. This is so real. It's so real. You know, I don't even want to get into this police stuff. Because I understand the whole thing. And it's so hard to articulate because it's so complex and so subtle from both perspectives. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to break it down as best I can. But let me just do this. Let me just do this. I will cover it at 8 after next hour. And I'll play these clips. I'll go to your calls right now. And I'll get into the Saudi Arabian king dying and all the rest of it. I was watching CNN this morning to monitor their transmissions. And you would have thought that Jesus himself had just died with the king dying. And the Saudi royalty is just about as bad as it gets. And it shows how our CIA, it's not our CIA, it's the robber baron's CIA, works to put dictatorships and oppressive regimes in worldwide. So, of course, they're working to do that here. And all they need now, with the militarized police in place, is to start a war with the police. They've just got to find an ignorant enough group to do it, to seal the deal and get the civil war going. And the reason I harp on that is that's their whole ball game domestically. Just like it's their ball game in other countries. Ukraine, Yemen, Syria, Libya, Angola, the Congo, Indonesia, everywhere else. It's just frustrating knowing how right I am, having the whole battle plan. And then it's all public is what's frustrating. And I can't find many government people or many intellectual scientists, PhDs, that even have close to the grasp I have. Do you know how scary that is? Because I'm not on a power trip. I don't think of myself as that smart. And then I do talk to medical doctors, scientists, genetic engineers and people, and they go, yes, we know. It's very sad. That's why we've moved to the country and just want to try to raise our children and hope we can have some life before the overwrite comes. I can't tell you how many times I've been invited to some cookout or to some mansion, you know, out in the hill country, and you know, you're looking at people's diplomas on the walls. Nobody else at the party is, and you strike up a conversation with somebody, and then they go, oh, yes, I know your show. I don't really tune in because I separately learned about this when I was a graduate student at MIT, and you know, my wife and I and the children, we're just here, you know, waiting, and, oh, these are some of our friends. They understand as well. And you're just like, so you're just not even going to fight it. You're just going to go run off to the countryside and just wait for this to come. I mean, it's crazy. Or you got the Eric Schmidt's running around giggling with Bill Joy and all the other elites going, yeah, everybody's going to be exterminated. Ha, world government. Yeah, micro mosquitoes are going to suck your blood. Bill Gates is coming out with those. Forced inoculations. It's all being announced. Schmidt comes out and announces brain chips. And, you know. We need a graphic or somebody out there, a cartoonist, to show 1947, the television, and no longer are people around the table eating dinner. Now they're sitting there looking at the television. It's now the father figure. It now gives all the orders. And so daddy's comfortable with it. The first messages are pretty much in line with daddy. So daddy says, this is good. This is good. This is good food. This is good water. Lines up everybody to do what it says. A couple years later, changed a little bit. Daddy doesn't like that, but he's got shows he likes. Mama's got shows she likes. Junior and little Betty, they've all got shows they like. See, it's all compartmentalized now, the programming. All war gamed out on record. And then you go from television to the flat screens and the computers and the handhelds to the glasses to the contacts to the implants and you can see the television evolve towards from the proto-matrix to the matrix. And then you discover back in the 70s, the National Federation of Scientists and the International Federation all wrote about this, the plan, the Pentagon, how we'll finally, if they allow us to even live, we will be from birth to death in virtual reality sensory deprivation tanks with wires and chips in our brains, and our heat will be used to power things. Oh, the Matrix. And you find out that's their plan if they even decide to use us, is to put us in tanks. Go look it up. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's online. You can go pull up all that stuff. I mean, I just cannot believe it. And people will opt to be movie stars in the fantasy world and to be put into the tanks. And at first, just like they condition you, you'll have a simulation body that'll be biomechanical that you'll still be able to run around in the real world. But pretty soon, folks will just hang those up like an old pair of roller skates and you'll just live in the tank. They made a Bruce Willis movie about that. God, they just throw it all in our face. All right, I'm going to go to John and Matt and Frank and Stefan and Kevin and everybody else here. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, okay? It's all true. It's all happening. The government runs Al-Qaeda. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, fluoride in your water to brain damage, your Harvard studies. And then I've got all their admissions where they, you know, write about in all these countless books like Ecoscience and others, why they're doing it so that you're more manageable. I mean, they're just murdered our brains already. So just whatever. Turn the world over to pure evil. Great. Because all these evil technocrats have little beards and are real skinny and talk real soft. Oh, hi, I'm Paul Ehrlichman. I'm John P. Holdren. Oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates. Oh, hi. You know, if we didn't give an old lady health care, we could hire 10 teachers, but that's a death panel. This is my disciplined act to make you not understand. I am a super mega alpha male psychopath, hardcore aggressive. I work about 16 hours a day flying all over in geoengineering, mapping how to poison your intestines with the vaccines and then have treatments for it. That I am bioweapons. You know, it's just all real funny. It's all real funny. It's all real NPR. Hi, we're not a threat. Here's a smart meter. Here's a phone for your kid. Here's a shot so you don't get sick. We really love you. Okay.
When in truth, if you could hear them, it wouldn't even be intelligible, their souls. It's just more like just screaming and nails on chalk. Like a Tasmanian devil that wants to rip you and your family to pieces. Just, Earth is ours, murder, snuff films, mass extermination program, total power. But, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, it's for your own good. Oh, yeah.
All they want is compliance. And as society degenerates, the police will be trained that if you don't comply immediately, you'll just be shot on the spot. And then more cops will get killed as the warrior instinct kicks in the public to see them as the enemy. And that'll further militarize the police. Then their numbers of dead will be so high, the robots will roll out. See, our pushing against the police is what will then incentivize and energize them in a laboratory war game to transfer them from peace officers to occupying technicians in the transition to the rise of the machines. And they'll never know what hit them either. They don't know why their kids are dying of cancer or why their kids can't talk or why their young wife's got cancer or why their brother's got cancer. They don't know either. They're just like the public. They're just like babies, babes to the slaughter like everybody else. They just don't know. It's just too much fun to
be part of the system. The system knows how to archetypally program people in ancient human emotions. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls, and then I'll get to the police stuff and tie it into this incredible video. These two stories tie together. Video, UFC star tased, arrested after asking cops for ID. Another one, black man who tortured and executed two white teens, makes Black Lives Matter speech at sentencing. The family said, "We forgive you for killing our sons and torturing them to death." And then he just says, "Look, it's okay, I did it because there's a war on blacks." And this guy thinks he's good for doing it. Just like as the police commit crimes against the public more and more will see them as the enemy and then just randomly kill cops. It's the same thing. Some white person does something bad to you when you're black, so then a random white person needs to die. This is the mindless tribalism programming that's unfolding. By the way, at current sales rates, we will sell out Ancient Defense by sometime next week. It's 25% off. One of the best herbal immunity boosters out there, and it is very well priced at $14.95, 2 ounces of it. That's over a month's supply. Everybody should be boosting their immunity right now. InfoWarsLife.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Le Cig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers and starter kit. Kick some ash with Le Cig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Riders on the storm. To this world we're born and to this world we're thrown. And here's what I have to say on that front. People deserve at least to know their future is being controlled, their destiny is being destroyed, their free will is being annihilated, and at the end of the tunnel is death. Death of the species. Don't worry about yourself dying. What about your progeny? What about humanity itself? What about an elite that decided we're ugly and bad and that we're a scourge on the planet we've got to be gotten rid of? That's why they teach us that humans are bad all day and hurt the earth. It's so that we don't have our survival mechanism anymore. Here's some of what we're talking about. Project HoloLens, our exclusive hands-on with Microsoft's holographic goggles. Again, out of Wired Magazine, where everything around you is listed and named, everyone's house. As you drive down the street with these, this is where Bob Jones lives. This is where Tom Sanchez lives. This is where... And again, it's being deployed and used so they can surveil, and so you're now basically a bot for Microsoft or Google while you're out there. Google Glasses didn't take off because it makes people nauseated, so now they come out with this. And more young people say they want to live in a virtual reality. They see it as a success that they're doing well in their imaginary world. It's sick. Let's go to your phone calls. John in Wyoming, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Alex, here in Sheridan in northern, north central Wyoming, several of us have been fighting this water fluoridation issue now for over 4 years. And we have these eugenicists who are running the show up here. The previous mayor, let's just call him Boss Hog, was the one promoting this. He was also the one who was fighting any attempt at us to have the state require food processors to label their foods, whether or not they're wholesome and natural versus genetically modified. And then when a state senator passed away of health causes, then this guy got himself appointed to the state senate, and now he went up to one of the only two of six city council members who had voted against water fluoridation in December of 2010, and got him all of a sudden to vote for water fluoridation with the promise of he would be the next mayor, which he is now. So we've got a bunch of shysters up here who are forcing the people, despite the fact that in a small town of 17,500 people, we submitted petitions with over 2,000 signatures of local...
Yeah, well, what you want doesn't matter, see, because they're the boss. And, of course, you know what it is. Depending on the size of your town, I would imagine they're going to... And you probably have the answer to this, but Austin pays millions a year for its so-called fluoride from Florida that's actually hundreds of deadly chemicals, the leftover of phosphate mines. And so this would be toxic waste they'd have to store. They just come grease these politicians with campaign contributions. At the state level, maybe $10,000 or so on average. At the city level, less. And then they will do that and basically sell you out and then dump poison in your water. And this is authorized from the top. All the low-level folks do it for money because it's a hardcore adjuvant that accelerates all the other trace drugs they're putting in the water. And so that's what's going on.
Well, and not only that, Alex, but the fact is Sheridan is the only town in the state of Wyoming which actually adds fluoride to their drinking water.
Yeah, I see the headline out of the Sheridan Press. Will fluoride make history again in Sheridan?
Yeah, it'll make history, all right, because these bums are going to get thrown out.
Absolutely, but they'll get new bums. And again, and the essence is keep fighting. But they need to brain damage you and your family. They need a sevenfold increase in bone cancer from the fluoride. They want to hurt you and your family. These little nobodies, they're just getting 30 pieces of silver. But great points. Thank you so much, John. Matt, Frank, Stefan, Kevin, we're coming all to you straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.